Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Megan Holliday, and today Patrick Carney of the Black Keys is joining me. How are you doing, Pat?
I'm good. I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I just wanted to congratulate you on your new baby girl, Willie, named after your grandmother.
Thank you. Yeah. Michelle said she wasn't sure about the name, like about 15 minutes before the C-section. And I was like, are you serious? We've agreed on this. We didn't know if it was a boy or a girl, you know, it was a surprise. Like, but the girl's name was Willie. And she's like, I don't know about that. And the baby was born, and I look into the baby's eyes, and she has light blue eyes, which is weird because Michelle and our son have dark brown eyes. And I was like, oh, I think her name's Willie because my grandmother had the same eyes.
So, oh my gosh. Well, that's so cool. And just a beautiful way for you to get to, you know, carry on that name.
I do have to say this. My grandmother hated her name. With a passion. She went by Madge, her middle name. So yeah, I mean, it's a beautiful story, but like I've really doubled down on something here. Well, hopefully my daughter, you know, I haven't like completely screwed up her life right off the bat.
Oh my gosh. And do you feel like, I mean, I know you have a son too. Do you feel like having kids and creating this family unit really changed your whole perspective in life?
Oh yeah, 100%. You know, I mean, when I think about all the things that bothered me when I was stressed me out when I was like, you know, before I had kids, and you know, I used to get stressed about going on tour. I'm looking forward to getting out of my house.
Getting away from the crying, yeah. Night, you know, finally you can get, yeah, a good night's sleep. Oh my gosh. Well, I want to congratulate you. The new song from the Black Keys, Wild Child, is officially out in the world. And man, this song is just a much needed fun time. It's got a lot of like attitude. It's just super upbeat. And I think, you know, at this point, a lot of us could use a little break from the world. So thank you for this song.
Thanks. Yeah. I mean, when we were making the song, we worked on this record last summer in Nashville at the Ant Studio. And, you know, every song we approached a little differently. But this one was, you know, something where I just kept thinking about all the music that excited me before I understood music, you know what I mean, like before Nirvana, like when I was like five, like what was it? And I kind of created this playlist of stuff that I was kind of referencing, and you know, there were some criteria that like songs that like Electric Avenue were like was on this list. It's like stuff was just like, oh, it's just like, it's really kind of just fun, you know what I mean? Like there's like maybe a little darkness to it. Like there's like Electric Avenue is a pretty dark song, like, but it's fun, you know, like a lot of that was what kind of played into this. But you know, we ended up pulling this song up during the sessions, and we worked on it a little bit here, worked on it a little bit there. We couldn't kind of get a grasp on like how to approach it like lyrically, so we had our friend Greg Cartwright, who's in a band called The Oblivions, come over, and he sat down, we played him that, and he's like, oh man, okay. And he kind of formulated this whole story, and we sat there and wrote the lyrics together. It was so much fun. And I was like, wow, this is funny. It's like 20 years of being a band, and this is really like the first time that we're doing this. Like this, our lives would have been a lot easier if we would have just been doing this all the time. It's like, you know what? It's cool thing about being a two-piece band is like we can call other people to come help us. Like we can have like our own DH, you know, designated hit maker.
That's so good. Well, yeah, I mean, you guys made the decision this time with this new album, Dropout Boogie, to produce it yourselves. But like you just said, it gave you the ability to kind of call on some really awesome people, including, you know, Billy Gibbons from ZZ Top to come in and do some collaborating. And yeah, so what was it like having him in studio?
Billy's amazing. You know, he's just, he's a legend, you know, and I've been around him a few times, and every time I'm around him, it's just like, you know, there's a certain caliber of like rock star that you just, when you're around them, you almost don't forget how to talk or something. And so this is actually the first time it's the first time I've made music with, well, we did, Dan and I did jam with Ray Davies once about 16, 17 years ago for a benefit concert, which was so surreal. But this is the first time that we ever wrote a song with one of our kind of idols. And it was amazing. The coolest thing to me was, you know, if you get into this guitar nerd, you hear like Billy Gibbons, like he uses these very thin strings and this particular type of guitar to get the sound. And it's funny because Dan had this guitar. It used to belong to the blues guy, Mississippi Fred McDowell. And it's a Trini Lopez guitar, like the kind of Dave Grohl plays. And I handed it to Billy Gibbons. He plugged it in and just, it's completely set up differently than his guitar. Instantly, it just sounded exactly like ZZ Top. And I was like, it isn't the strings. No, maybe it isn't the Air Jordans that make you dunk. Oh.
Who would have thought it's just the magic that comes out of those fingertips, you know?
I know. I thought the glasses make you smart, but they don't.
Yeah. I wish they did. God, that would help me out a lot.
I know, seriously.
You know, so to go back in time just a little bit, you know, you're just bringing up the Mississippi Blues and all that stuff. So you guys were on your Let's Rock tour. I went out and saw you at the Forum. It was so much fun. And then you came off that tour and you guys decided to put together the Delta Cream Blues Covers album. Was that an album that you guys just wanted to make for fun, just for the love of that music?
Yeah, you know, Dan and I grew up in the same neighborhood, and our brothers, we're a year apart, and our brothers are the same age. And you know, when you're kids, that 1 year can be a big difference. So we never really hung out, but our brothers were like, you guys, I like the same type of music. You guys should get together. So we got together when we were like 16, 17, and it turns out that like we were listening to the exact kind of same type of music, and we used to jam, you know. And then a couple of years later, we reconnected and we started the band. And we ended up being obsessed with this label called Fat Possum in Mississippi. And we eventually, we sent our first demo there. They didn't even respond. And eventually they signed us for our second and third record. And this label put out like all these blues guys that we loved, like Arl Burnside and Junior Kimbrough. So, we got the opportunity to kind of jam with Kenny Brown and Eric Deaton, two guys who had played, you know, directly, you know, with those guys, Junior Kimbrough and RL. And we decided to record it, but we were just kind of having fun. We jammed with those guys for 2 days, and a percussionist named Sam Bacco. And we did it like mid-December 2019, and the pandemic happened, and we kind of sort of forgot about it. And then we started listening to it like end of 2020, and we decided that it was worth putting out, and that people would probably enjoy it. And now at this point, it's one of my favorite things we've ever done. Dan and I were talking a couple of nights ago, and we were like ranking our records of which ones we like the most, which we have never done. And and it's funny because he called me. He called me and said, I just listened to Dropout Boogie, which is very unusual. He's always working on something. He never goes back and listens to something. He's like, man, it's one of our best ones. I was like, it absolutely is. I think Delta Cream is too. So in our top four list of Black Keys records, Delta Cream and this one both made appearances for both of us. So
that's so awesome. Okay, can I ask what's your least favorite Black Keys song or album?
My least favorite? Well, you know, there's different ones that were just stressful to make or stressful times or whatever, but I think like when I think about the time, it's not the music, it's not the record, it's just the energy around the release of Turn Blue was very difficult, you know? And I think it's the sound of this, it's the sound of two guys who had like started this idea that we're going to start a band. And it took 8 years for us to kind of have real, real success. And that was with Brothers. And so from 2010 through 2014, we just were completely busy, like no time for actual life. And it become all encompassing and engulfed everything. And we ended up burning out so hard. And so when I listen to Turn Blue, I hear that both of us just kind of fried, you know? And when I listen to the new record and Delta Cream, I honestly hear us having fun again. So
that's so awesome. Well, I just feel like, you know, you got to come together and make Delta Cream and all these songs and artists who you love so much. And when you're playing music that means so much to you, and you kind of don't really have a big massive pressure from, you know, a label or from people, the pandemic hits, it was like you had all this time, space, and freedom to just kind of get back to your roots and still getting to be with your families and go home at night and at the end of the day. So I'm really excited to hear the rest of the album Dropout Boogie, which is coming out on May 13th. Is there anything else that you kind of want to kind of highlight about this album, or maybe why you guys titled it Dropout Boogie?
The Dropout Boogie during the making of the record, we kept talking a lot about high school. Because I have my stepdaughters in high school and Dan's daughters in high school. And we were just talking about their experience and versus ours. And, you know, it just was one of those conversations where we were just like listening to all the crazy stuff that happened in our high school. And it was so, I didn't learn much in high school, but it was like I had a lot of fun because it was so insane. Like there's like, you know, fights and every day and just complete insanity. But I felt like we both felt like we didn't really learn much in school, but we like really learned the ropes of just being a human being. And so we had this idea that we should make a video, you know, after Billy Gibbons came in, we're like, man, the Billy Gibbons video, like the ZZ Top videos are so good. Like, how'd you guys do it? And they're like, well, you know, at the time, like we were like old. We felt we were like old, so we couldn't like be in the video. So we just were like in the background in our own videos. And we're like, that's so genius. So we were like, we should make a video where it's like the modern day high school experience. And, you know, like we should be like the teacher and the principal. And then Dan said, like, we couldn't do that. We dropped out of college. We'd be like the janitor and the lunch guy. And I was like, there we go. And so we named it Dropout Boogie. And because we dropped out of college, and it's one of our favorite Captain Beefheart songs too. So.
Oh, nice. Okay. Hell yeah. Well, I'm super excited to hear it. I'm also really glad that Band of Horses is going out on tour with you guys, because I love them so much.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. So
I just bought a second house in Mount Pleasant, South Carolina, near Charleston. And Ben lives there. So we were supposed to hang out.
Hell yeah. You got a buddy. So you guys will be at the Forum on October 8th. And the new album Dropout Boogies come in May 13th. Wild Child out in the world now. And Pat, I just want to say thanks so much for hanging out with me and sharing all these stories. This was super fun.
Yeah, thanks for talking to me. Thanks for playing the new song.
Awesome. New Black Keys music on the way very soon. Thanks for joining. I'm Megan Holiday. Thanks a lot, Pat.
Thank you.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.